There's a reason you aren't satisfied with the ordinary. You were made for adventure. A life with God doesn't have to be boring. It can be a pulse-pumping, heart-pounding life of purpose. And we can guide you there. The adventure awaiting you is bigger and more life-giving than you could ever imagine. Join us every weekend for 30 minutes of challenge, hope, and encouragement to guide you on your spiritual adventure.
Hey, I'm Brian. I am really excited about today. I'm going to talk about something that's been a passion of mine for decades. It's called Compassion International. I have an opportunity later on to actually sponsor a child. If you want to, don't tune me out. Please don't. Even if you have zero interest in that, you're going to get some stuff out of the scriptures that is going to be very helpful and impactful for you. And at the end, we're going to show, in the last couple of years, the most emotional moment I think I've had. And you might even see me cry. So if you actually tune out, I wouldn't mind you not seeing me cry. Let's get going. Oh, that's the way you start a church service. What? More on this later. Great to be with you today as we talk about the adventurous life. Here's the basic life hack on how to have adventure. Think about yourself less. I love motorcycle riding, overlanding, you can camp, you can rappel, you can paraglide, all those things are great, all those things be adventuresome. But I tell you, the hack to get straight to the adventuresome life is to think less about yourself, whether doing those things or something else, and think about other people. Jesus told a story that challenged me massively years ago. I want to share it with you today. It comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 25. Here's what he says. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or prison and visit you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I say to you, as you did it for one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me." Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger and you did not welcome me. Naked and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison and you did not visit me." Then they also will answer, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in a prison and did not minister to you?" And then he will answer them, saying, "Truly I say to you, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. There tends to be two camps in church circles or religious circles or spiritual circles. The one camp is the, I'll just call it the Bible camp. The Bible, I love the Bible. The Bible says that I believe it, that says it, the Bible. They kind of talk like that too. There's the Bible camp. And then over on the other side is what I'll call the social gospel camp. Like, oh, Bible, schmible, let's just help people and serve people and do all that stuff. And these two extremes, it's actually an amazing adventure to bring these together inside of your own life. That was my story. I was mostly on the Bible side. And this story rocked me and got me on an adventure that's changed my life and has actually changed our church in many, many ways. And Jesus divides people basically. People on the right, people on the left. He's not talking politics. Please do not read in Republican, Democrat, not that at all. But he says, over here on the right, I'm gonna say to you folks, hey, come spend the rest of eternity with me. I want to be with you because you've done amazing things for me. You fed me and you've clothed me and you've seen me in prison and you've been, and these people go, what are you talking about, Jesus? We've never fed you. We've never seen you naked to give you clothes. We've never seen you in prison. And Jesus says, well, when you haven't done it for the least of these, those people in our culture who are going without, you haven't done it for me, and you've done it for me, and I take it personal. And then on the left, he says, you folks, just get away from me. I'm not spending eternity with you. Just be done with me. And they're like, whoa, what are you talking about? He says, you haven't done these things to me. You haven't helped me. You haven't fed me. You haven't clothed me. They're saying, what do you mean? We've never seen you this way. Jesus says, yeah, you did, because I took it personal, and you didn't help people who were in need. And when you haven't done it to the least of these, you haven't done it for me. Where are you in that tension? Where are you in the adventure hack of thinking less of yourself? Is there anybody who would actually stand up and say, oh, excuse me, I know Brian, I know Jamil, I know them because they fed for me, they clothed me, they took care of me. This is why here at Crossroads, we are very concerned about our local communities and people who are in need. So I put millions of dollars and millions of volunteer and staff hours on feeding our communities, on CityLink, on tutoring at-risk kids through WizKids, on taking mission trips and funding Undivided, a way that brings the races together and makes us one. Because Jesus cares about those problems and he cares about all those people, and we want Jesus to look at us and go, man, well done. You did that for me and I want to spend more time with you. That is an adventure. About two decades ago, someone explained that Matthew 25 chapter to me, and it affected me deeply. And he let me know about an organization called Compassion International and said, hey, if you want to give some money to this organization, then there will be children who are fed and educated for the rest of their childhood. And I was moved and I wanted to go on an adventure. And I said, okay, I'll live on a little bit less and I'll give 30 some dollars to this organization. And things were fine. I was actually supporting a guy by the name of Tawil who lived in Haiti. But I thought to myself, my American cynical self, well, it's going to Compassion International, but I don't know if Tawil really cares or knows. I don't know if it actually goes directly to him. Even though we were doing some pen pals and some writing, I wasn't all that impressed. I had more than enough things to keep me busy in my life. And then I had the opportunity a few years ago to go see Compassion's work on the ground in Nicaragua. And I was utterly blown away and astounded. God gave me the vision of an adventure to take our whole church on and just try to scoop up as many kids as we could and give them a chance. Now, I hear some of you going, oh, I know where this is going. Oh, no, turning off the TV, click. No, don't do that. Oh, I know this where this is going. I already support Compassion International. Oh, well, relax. This isn't some Sally Struthers thing where I'm trying to show you emaciated kids with flies on their face. Anybody under 50 has no idea. Sally Struthers, she was an old actress and All in the Family and did some really weird, whatever. Hey, hang in there, because your life and somebody else's life could be totally changed, not just for this lifetime, but literally for eternity, because Jesus says he will treat us according to how we interact with the least of these. Let's go on an adventure, huh? Let's take a look at some of the things that God has been doing in our midst through this little video piece.
The Crossroads community partners with Compassion International in Nicaragua and Bolivia. Compassion has been working for more than 65 years to provide impoverished children with a strong opportunity to overcome poverty. For $38 a month, children are given a real chance to succeed. Not only does that money go towards a child's food and educational needs, but it also leads to lifelong relationships between the children and their sponsors.
Hello, God bless you, esteemed sponsor Bill Vasquez.
Hello, and God bless you.
How are you? I'm really glad to write you this letter.
I am grateful to God for putting in your heart the desire of sponsoring me.
I want to tell you about my promotion to preschool.
My school teacher's name is Nyla, and she has taught me to read, to write, and to pronounce words.
I participated in a parade in September at my school.
I'm on vacation this week, and I'll soon start preschool.
I'm happy because I passed my school year, I got good grades, and I'm on vacation.
Last week, I had an exam in my school, and I got a 60 out of 60. With God's help, we can do everything.
I am learning to pray and drawing the project.
I like to see the photos of your grandchildren that you enclosed.
I also like the letters that you sent me.
I ask you to pray for God to guide my family.
I ask you to pray for my grandmother because she is sick.
And I ask that you pray for my mother.
You are always in my prayers.
And I will be praying for you and your family.
I will always remember the beautiful moment when I met you.
Goodbye with love and affection, Irvin.
God bless you, Alexander and family.
With much love, Mike Keese.
Goodbye with a strong hug. I sponsor Lydia. She is 6 years old. She reminds me of my daughter. They're around the same age, and they're just so happy. It just brings joy to my life.
She was just a beautiful little girl. I just can't imagine somebody not being able to help her, and I'm just so thankful that it's Lori and I.
In a little bit, you're going to get the opportunity to go on an adventure and to bless a child through Compassion International. It is an amazing adventure. Lib and I have been doing it for years and years. We right now have two kids. We've got Rudy and Nahira, and it's amazing writing them little letters, hearing back from them, knowing that you're personally affecting a life. Thousands of us do this at Crossroads. Thousands of kids are getting to a new place because we see Jesus in these children. One of those folks who's on that adventure is a person who became a friend of mine when I went on a compassion trip with her. Her name is Sherelle, and her adventure is worth seeing.
I was in service that day. Brian talked about this compassion event, and honestly, when I saw all the different kids' posters, I was like, oh man, not another ask, really? But we sent them the message, and it was just so inspirational. And just seeing all those kids and like seeing the video of someone meeting their child for the first time, my heart just sunk. And I remember leaving that service, running to get a child's picture, and just being so excited that I could be a part of something that is, again, expanding beyond Cincinnati, but now going to another part of our continent. So for me, when I first met Katita, Catherine, my sponsor child, I was very excited. I could tell she was very nervous to meet this stranger. And I've never been so well received before. I thought it was my birthday. And once she warmed up to me, we're like best buds now. And I told her, I think, in my best broken Spanish, my prayer for her is to always believe in her, love her, and encourage her. In terms of her relationship with Christ, I want her to know him, knowing that she has a provider. She has a Savior who will always care about her, love her, and protect her, and also just provide for her. I just think there's so much more to life when you come to know Christ. It really shifts your focus from you and yourself to bringing His kingdom here on earth. Yeah, we never had a lack for anything when it came to our tithing and the giving that we had. And I think we were really intentional about giving a lot outside of ourselves. So I know one year we actually made a point to give 30% of our income outside of ourselves. We look back, we waste so much money just on stuff that we don't need. So just being really conscious, and I'm just really appreciative of that. And I want to see it carry forward.
I know some of you are probably skeptical of seeing cute pictures of kids. But I just sat down with this guy. His name is Samuel. He was sponsored by Compassion International in extreme poverty. He's an adult now, and his life is different. Please go to our online service or our Facebook page and check his story out. Incredibly inspirational. Being on an adventure with God and being less about yourself brings an amazing feeling. When you can honor God and feel good at the same time, that is amazing. I love seeing what Sherelle's done, and thousands of us here at Crossroads. My personal story is I went down to see one of our kids. We have two right now, Nahira and Rudy. Went down to see Rudy the first time a few years ago, and that's where these little fart cups came in. And I'll tell you what, nothing says love. The universal language of love to males is the sound of these things right now. We connected on a very, very deep level, and it's taken our relationship to a new place. We've stayed in touch. And then I had the opportunity last year, Lib and I went down to visit with him, and we've seen that we've not just helped him with food, with education, we're a lifeline to him. If you're a sponsor, you are Jesus to these kids. You represent that they're not forgotten. You represent a mother figure, a father figure, and that's what I learned. Good to see you, Rudy. My wife, Libby.
Good to meet you. You're such a young man, so tall.
I feel very grateful for everything he's done for me.
Y que espero que algún día le pueda devolver ese favor.
And that I really hope that someday I can give him back everything he has gave to me.
We are telling you that you are loved and you are not forgotten.
Ustedes son amados y son recordados.
God is going to do a great thing in your future. You need to have hope.
Dios va a hacer cosas grandes en su futuro y necesitan luz y esperanza.
You're a good man.
So good.
Yes, you are.
Sí, lo hace.
God gives you a good thing and you need to do it right now.
Cosa buena, vos, y va a hacer.
I'm looking at a young godly man.
Estoy mirando a un hombre joven de Dios.
I'm looking at a young godly man.
Estoy mirando a un joven de Dios.
You're stronger than you have any idea.
Son mucho más fuerte de cualquier idea que puedan tener.
God's going to do a big thing in you.
Dios va a hacer una cosa grande.
Big thing.
Cosa grande.
I love you.
Y te quiero.
I'm proud of you.
Estoy orgulloso.
You're like my own son.
Sos como mi hijo.
That was one of the more significant moments of my life. What do you think is more fulfilling, buying a television or buying that moment? What do you think is more adventuresome, an overland trip or a motorcycle trip, or going to Nicaragua and seeing a family that's different because of you, and knowing that Jesus thinks differently of me because I stood up and Libby stood up for Rudy? Who's standing up for you? Is there anybody when you go to see God, is there anybody who when Jesus says, where were you when I was hungry? Where were you when I was naked? Is there anybody anywhere that's gonna go, Jesus, me, I know that guy, he served me. Is there anybody that would say that your life is unusual? Is there anybody who could point to your life and say, the adventure this person went on has made my life different? I'm sickened that we're so used to please like this being manipulative or strange or something. Let me be really clear. I get no kickbacks from this. Crossroads has, no percentage of take from this. In fact, this is probably going to hurt us financially. I hope it doesn't. All of us who give regularly to Crossroads and tithe, we get to do this because we get to do things like this now and enlist more people in. Please, please, do not cannibalize your giving. But if you do, I counted the cost and I'm up for it because this is an adventure. Sometimes you lose to help somebody else. I wonder sometimes. Maybe God has gotten Crossroads to be as big as it is. Maybe God has given us the digital platform he has for us right now. Maybe we've gone into these different TV markets. He's allowed us to do that now just so you could hear this message. Maybe it's all set up right now so that thousands of more kids can have a shot at life, so that thousands of more kids can be fed and educated and have a shot, so that thousands of people like you can go on an adventure and be different. You want to be different? If you want to be different, you got to do different. If you want to be on an adventure, you can't live your normal civilized life that everyone understands and approves of. Put a marker in your finances that says every month, I'm going to support and I'm going to bless somebody and I'm going to please my God, my Savior. I'll tell you, it feels pretty freaking great when you do it. The relationship you can instigate, the letters you can write, has a profound impact. A while ago, we had somebody who was heading down to Nicaragua, and a friend of theirs said, hey, if you're going to Nicaragua, would you please take a backpack to my child who I sponsor? I just want to get her some things. And this backpack got to her, and here is her immediate response.
Hola, querida Victoria.
Hello, dear Victoria.
Gracias por estos regalos que me han mandado.
Thank you for the gift that you sent
que
me.
Que Dios derrame bendiciones sobre tu familia.
May God pour many blessings in your family.
Gracias por ser mi compañera.
Thank you for being my sponsor and a friend for me.
Que el Señor te bendiga.
May God bless you.
Bendiga toda tu familia.
May God bless you and your family.
Que el Señor derrame muchas bendiciones sobre tu familia.
And may God pour many blessings in your
te
family.
Quiero mucho.
I love you very much.
Que pase una feliz Navidad.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Con toda tu familia.
Have a Merry
Llena
Christmas with
salud.
Your family.
Llena de salud.
Full of health.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Isn't that good? You ready to go on an adventure? I'm not talking about thinking about an adventure. I'm not talking about learning about an adventure. I'm not planning an adventure. I'm talking about actually going on one right now, changing someone's life, thinking about someone more than you think about yourself. You can do that by sponsoring a child right now. You can text Nick to 83393. Text Nick to 83393. Now, before you do that, I just want you to count the cost. Once you do that, what's going to be sent to you is a link with your child. Do not text at all unless you're planning on being Jesus to this child. Because if you don't follow through, that child's gonna go all the way back to the back of the line. That's just the way it's gotta work with this. We wanna scoop up thousands of kids in Nicaragua. We'd like to scoop them all up in Nicaragua, and if so, we're gonna go on to the next country. It's gonna cost you $38 to do that. $38, and assume that God had that child for you. 38 bucks. There's some of us, 38 bucks is a big deal every month. Maybe you want to go in with somebody else or two other people. There's other of us, $38 is our coffee bill a week. $38 is eating out one dinner that we do multiple times every single week. For some of us, that's the amount of whatever. That's not a big deal for a lot of us, but it's a big deal for those kids. Let's be adventurous. Let's say no to ourselves for a little bit. Let's be unusual. And let's bless somebody else and enable them to go to adventure. So text Nick to 83393. Change someone's life. Change your life, perhaps. Go on an adventure and experience Jesus. Let me pray for you right now. God, I thank you for the adventures that you've brought us on and this one right now. God, I just want you to free up mind space for everybody. I just pray you move in people to move in your people. Move in people to move in your children. Pray that your grace would fall on us. I pray that you'd match us with the right child. And Lord, we just want you to notice us that we want to be different. And I pray these things in your name, Jesus. Amen. Let's sing together right now.
Surrender all. Oh. We've all been forced to pause, reset, and reclaim our futures in light of the chaos of 2020. There's always darkness in adventure when you're not sure where you're going, but even the smallest bit of light can illuminate our paths. It can inspire us, show us the next step, give us a glimpse of where God is moving. Join us for Crossroads Weekend Spark Talks. We'll hear from scholars, entertainers, athletes, and everyday people who will share what they've learned so far in 2020 and challenge you with new ideas to ignite your life.